Hello everyone. So this is a position work on creating a synergistic environment in the cloud where information and experiences can be shared between the participants for the good of everybody that's involved. So specifically, my focus is on multi-tenant clouds. These clouds are popular today for economical reasons, both within the research community and with large cloud operators. And this is a depiction that I'm going to use of the multi-tenant clouds. I have two applications, red and green, and they're sharing compute node resources and network resources. And with the circles, I have tasks, which are common building blocks for a lot of cloud applications today. Now, what we have in multi-tenant clouds is resource contention, and this leads to performance variation. And as with any cloud environment, failures are the norm rather than the exception. So, in this environment, it is challenging to ensure good application performance. The message of our position work is that in these environments, cross-sharing experiences between applications can go a long way towards improving the performance of applications. So here's a motivating example that I'm also going to return to in the rest of the talk. We have our applications, and there's a compute node failure that occurs. So the applications need to detect the failure. Green application detects it much faster because it's deployed at much larger scale. In contrast, red has only one vantage point, so it's very ill-equipped to detect the failure. Therefore, red would benefit if green were to share information about this failure. Now, ensuring application performance boils down to making good decisions. And one example is good provisioning decisions. In this example, red needs to quickly scale out in order to accommodate a large burst of requests. So, it needs to make quickly a decision on how many VMs to allocate and what type of VMs to allocate in order to service all the requests quickly. And the underlying problem here is that Red needs as much information as possible to guide this provisioning decisions. The more information it has, the better. Here's an example of a runtime decision. So there's a compute node failures, and the applications need to make two decisions. First, they have to decide if indeed the compute node failed. And second, they have to decide what to do with the tasks that were running on the compute node at the time of the failure. And again, the more information the applications have to guide these decisions, the better. So actually, how widespread is this need for information today? Today, we have work on generating an efficient execution plan or on scheduling a non-execution plan. There's also a large body of work on improving the performance of runtime decisions, whether they have to do with stragglers, managing traffic, or failures. And for all of these decisions, they can only benefit, they can only be made better if there's extra information to guide these decisions. So where do we get this information today? Well, one way we can see this is get the information from the operator. And this choice actually makes sense because the operator has access to advanced measurement capabilities. It can query network boxes, it can install measurement daemons on the compute nodes. So the operator obtains the information, and then it decides what to share with the applications. So of course, this is very useful, but I'm arguing that it has also a number of important shortcomings. First, the operator has to be very careful on the resources it is using for monitoring, because if it uses too many resources, that this will impact the other users in the cloud. Second, and perhaps even more important, the operator can only provide low-level application-agnostic data, because it can only leverage general measurement capabilities. And the related danger here is that the information shared by the operator may not be even meaningful to the applications because of differences in the implementation of the measuring components. So of course, we have a second solution. Why not let the applications obtain the information that they need by themselves? So in this depiction, the green tasks gather some statistical information, and they send it to another task that's in charge of management. This is also useful. However, there are also a number of limitations. Applications in the cloud usually have a limited view of the environment because the operator wants to keep certain details secret. The applications also are limited to obtaining information about resources that they own. However, applications sometimes would like information about resources that they would like to own in the future. And also, the amount of information that application can get is limited by the scale of an application. Now, we're advocating a third way of obtaining this information, and it is based on the fact that in the cloud, there's substantial commonality among cloud applications. And consider this example where I have two jobs that are built on top of a large-scale computing framework such as MapReduce. And this is the main focus of the work. Now, it turns out that these two jobs are sharing substantial commonality at a lot of different levels. If you consider the hardware layer, in the cloud this is usually virtualized, so there are few instance types that are available. Same with OS image types. There are only a few image types available, and usually the users just use the default ones. They're not modifying them. Also, the large-scale computing framework provides the means by interacting with the environment, and this is also common between the jobs. So this is actually, we think this is a unique opportunity in the cloud. There's substantial commonality shared by many applications. Now, considering this is a high-level view of how we envision cross-sharing application experiences to happen in the cloud. So we have the operator, and we have the applications, and they each are gathering a certain amount of information, and there they're sharing this information using a sharing infrastructure. The operator is the honest broker here. It manages the information that is being shared. And then later, when an application wants to make a decision, for example, Red needs to quickly scale out, then it queries this sharing infrastructure and obtains the relevant information that it wants, even if this information was published by the operator or by other applications. Now, sharing is not something new. It exists today, but it exists in a very rudimentary form. Consider this example. We have this user. She's deployed her application in the cloud, and after a long trial and error work, she comes up with a satisfactory configuration. So she goes on the web and blogs about the performance of her applications. Here's another user that's also interested in deploying his own application in the cloud. So he's going to read the blog post and incorporate this knowledge into his own actions when deploying the application in the cloud. This is, of course, useful, but we argue that this is too slow because it requires human involvement. What we would like to see is that sharing of information be automatic, and that this happens at the scale of an application's run and not at the scale of the human's willingness to impart this knowledge. This is very useful because the cloud is an environment that changes quickly, so information that was published a few weeks or months ago may not even be relevant today. Now, in order to make sharing of experiences a reality, we need to overcome certain hurdles, and one important hurdle is the current drive towards increased isolation. Now, isolation stifles sharing in two ways. It impacts the communication between applications. For example, if green wants to talk to red, it cannot. And also, it limits the amount of information that can be shared. For example, green and red cannot get information about a resource that they do not yet have, but would like to have in the future. However, isolation is very important. It allows for more predictable performance. It allows also for improved security. And both of these are important because they're ways to attract new customers into the cloud. And as a result, the trend today is to provide complete isolation at all levels, starting from network, storage, to compute node resources such as CPUs and caches. So with this work, we want to draw attention to the state of the art and argue that complete isolation may not necessarily be the way to go. We need to provide enough isolation to have predictable performance and improve security, but we don't have to stifle advancements that can be obtained by allowing the application to talk to each other or exchange information. Now, in the rest of the talk, I'm going to try to convince you that sharing application experiences is useful, and I'm going to give you examples, and we're going to discuss incentives for applications and the operator to use sharing. And then I'm going to describe challenges, and while I'm going to describe the challenges in this context of sharing, I hope you will agree that these challenges are important for the cloud in a broader sense. Here's a first example of information that can be shared, performance information. Here we have the green application that's interacting with the dedicated storage, and it's also sending data to a different cloud. So it has information about latency and throughput of these operations. Now, if it shares this information at Red, then this may help Red application in scheduling. For example, if Red is flexible enough, it may decide to delay interacting with the storage for a later time when there's shared information of good throughput. Another example is scalability information. Here again, we have the red application needing to quickly scale out in order to accommodate the large bursts of requests. It needs to make a decision quickly on which VMs to, on how many VMs to allocate and what types of VMs to allocate. The problem is that red needs to make a decision now. It has no time for trial and error runs. If green application allocated a number of VMs recently, then information about this may be useful to red in making this decision. A third example are failures. Consider again this compute node failure, and consider that compute node failures are detected using the failure of TCP connection attempts. And this is, for example, the case with Hadoop. So the way this works is if a number of tasks try to connect to a compute node and they fail, then that compute node is deemed to have failed. In this example, green is deployed at much larger scale, so it can easily detect the failure. On the other hand, red has only one vantage point, so it's very ill-equipped to detect the failure. However, red can benefit from green's experience if green can decide to share information about this failure. The takeaway point here is that some applications are just better suited than others to discover certain events like failures. So why not use this for the good of everyone in the cloud? Now on to incentives. What are the incentives for the operator to participate in sharing? Well, first of all, if applications perform better, this is a win for the operator because this is incentivizes other operators to switch to other users to switch to this operator's cloud. Second, the operator may view these sharing applications as a huge monitoring platform that will offer the operator much more information than the operator can get by himself. Third, the operator can even monetize sharing, and users would be happy to pay a small fee if this leads to performance improvement. And fourth, notice that an operator cannot completely stop sharing because applications need to be able to legitimately talk to a third party. And instead of allowing applications to come up with this cumbersome solution for sharing, it's better for the operator to actively participate in sharing so that it will still exercise a degree of influence over what is being shared. Incentives for the applications, well, first of all, they're going to get more information to guide their decisions so that decisions can only be made better. Second, this information will be obtained quickly. There's no need for trial and error. Third, they can obtain information about resources that they don't yet use but would like to use in the near future. And fourth, some applications are just better suited than others to discover certain events like failures. Recall the example about failures. Lastly, I want to address a number of challenges. Briefly, increasing information expressiveness, verifying information authenticity, and establishing similarity between applications. The way we would like these challenges to, we would like to address these challenges is with the involvement of the operator. We think that in an environment where there's synergy between applications and operator, these challenges can be more easily be addressed. First challenge is increasing information expressiveness. The information that we share today can be quite limited in its expressiveness. Consider this example where red is sending data to another data center and it's sharing that the path is congested. Unknowing to red, there's multipath connectivity between the two data centers. So should green actually understand that all the communication between data centers is congested? That's not the case. So this is an example where an application has limited infrastructure knowledge. A related example, we have this compute node. It has three slots, and the red application shares that it's using 100% CPU on this machine. Now, should green actually understand that the entire machine is used? That's not the case. And this is an example of an information that's only meaningful in the context of the red application only. So what we argue is that the operator should be able to provide abstract location and co-location information in order for applications to understand that they're sharing resources, and while still allowing the operator to safeguard certain sensitive data that it would not like to make public. The second challenge is ensuring information authenticity. Consider that the red application interacts with the storage, has only two tasks doing that, but it says I have 20 instances connecting simultaneously to the storage. We need to have a way to identify this fake information. One way to do it is just allow the operator to do it, where the operator can verify, for example, ownership claims. And in this example, it can say, wait, The red application has only two instances. However, in the general case, we cannot do that, but we can consider statistical methods for calling outliers or allowing application to filter incoming sources of data so that they only receive data from applications belonging to other users that they trust. In general, it's difficult to distinguish fake performance information for bad performance information. There's legitimate reasons why seemingly bad performance information would be shared. Consider, for example, the case of an application that's prone to Incas collapse. And in this case, the correct way would be to share this information because it would be useful for another application that has the same design pattern. And one last challenge is establishing similarity between applications. In order for two applications to share data, they should have some degree of similarity. And the problem is that each application depends on a number of layers, and differences at any of these layers can make information shared by one not meaningful to another. For example, it makes a difference as one application has 50 VMs and another one has 3, if they're using different hardware, or if one of them uses delayed ACK and the other one doesn't. Also, it makes a difference if the large-scale computing framework that are based upon have different configuration, or if there are small changes in the code of the jobs. In general, it's difficult to ensure to establish application similarity. The good thing is that depending on what information we would like to share, we don't have to look at all these layers. If we consider compute node failures, then we only have to look at factors that influence TCP connection attempts. So what we need here is to detect paths in these layers that impact the shared information and then encode the similarity between these paths. So this is a website that we put together. It's our first step for making cross-sharing experiences a reality. Right now we have a WordPress site. There's some polls. I'm posting some results for running Hadoop on the OpenCirrus testbed. But as we add more and more content, I hope this will incentivize the community to also share their experiences in the cloud. And in conclusion, we think cross-sharing experiences is a promising direction, a win-win for both applications and operator. And this is not trivial. There are actually several interesting challenges ahead. Thank you.
Okay, so just to remind everyone, so the format is that we have a couple of questions now, and then basically we have a panel at the end before the two speakers where we can actually have longer questions. I would also ask everyone to wait for me to give you the microphone so that we can be registered. Okay, so any questions for that one?
Thought about using this approach, which is interesting, about sharing experiences, not necessarily to find places to optimize performance for the application, but also to troubleshoot and debug performance that you may be having in the cloud. We had some thoughts about this earlier, but never really took it forward. I'm just wondering if you thought along those lines also.
Well, we thought about it, and this is where the example with the Incas comes from. But what we focused for this is, making the argument we have, making the argument that this is indeed useful. We haven't thought of exactly the, specific cases where this would be useful or not. But we acknowledge that there are situations for applications that would share seemingly poor performance, and having this sort of information coming from multiple applications would allow you to compare information from them and detect certain outliers that would then allow you to look into the causes of why the performance is that bad compared to other applications.
So just on the issue of who gets access to the information that's published by an application, so can you think of cases when it would actually be like the application might have preferences on who gets to see the information that it shares? As in, is that a concern at all?
Right. I think one thing is about trust, because I don't think that there is a perfect way of ensuring trust between applications, right? One application might choose to share some fake information and negatively impact other. So I think this is one case where if you have certain users that have another way of, let's say, trusting each other in the cloud, then you could limit an application to sharing experiences only with these certain information, with these certain applications that are actually trusted. Thank you.